the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day He appointed for a rising. To Thee belongs praise, for Thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst Thou willed, Thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise, for Thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate Thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for Thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to Thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to Thee, to be joyful in worshipping Thee, to be desirous of Thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me Thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom Thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, wherever you are. We're going to speak about thinking well of Allah on the program. Today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. We're going to speak about thinking well of Allah.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you, until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from.
Today, Tuesday, is the 28th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 3rd of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verses 10 to 11 of chapter Ahzab from Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَا.
Remember when they came at you from above you and from below you, and when eyes shifted in fear and hearts reached the throats, and you assumed about Allah various assumptions. There the believers were tested and shaken with a severe shaking.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
You can taste the sweetness of the graces of Allah when you despise the bitter senses before you. The spiritual mood's effect on the body. Fear causes the ordinary function of the eyes and the heart to be disturbed. For example, the eye becomes terrified and the pulse of the heart becomes fast. In this part, we start this episode of today's special under the title of Thinking Well of Allah. It was reported that Jabir ibn Abdullah narrated that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "None of you should die but believing well in Allah, but believing positively in Allah." The Prophet is telling you, do not die except in a state of thinking positively and thinking well of Allah. And to die in a state, in a particular state, is not in our hands. Allah only knows how we will die, whether we will die doing well or whether we will die on sin. May Allah protect us all from that. That is why the Prophet is telling us to do your level best, that when death comes, you think positively of Allah, you think well of Allah, and if you do your best, Allah will fulfill what you hope and wish for.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified brethren. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with a new topic, inshallah, to discuss with each other. The topic that we want to discuss it today is having full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is in Islamic terms called husnul dhann billah. Let me recite and let's say focus on a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam on the show and to clarify it more that what we exactly mean about husn al-dhan or having trust in Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, says in the meaning of having trust in Allah, he says, optimism in God is to have no hope except in God and fear nothing but your sins. In this honorable hadith, Imam alayhi salam points out that the meaning of having good faith in Allah and hoping for his grace and mercy is not that a person refrains from fulfilling his duties and runs in the field of sin in the imagination of Allah's grace and forgiveness. No. Look, at the same time that we have full trust in Allah's mercy and grace and even his forgiveness, we have to have it in mind that, again, in the same time, what the person, what the servant of God performs. But it's true that the person actually have full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, it means that the person performs his duties and actions regularly, he does not have confidence and support in his own actions. And with this action, he has hope for the grace of God, who, with his grace and mercy, will perform these actions. So whatever we do, if it is good, so it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is bad, it is the result of our actions.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
And a continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we'll look at ways to get closer to Allah at home, and one of the example is istighfar. You will understand what's the meaning. It was narrated the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family said, every son of Adam commits sin. And the best of those who commit sin are those who repent. Istighfar is the Arabic word for seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repentance is a virtue that is beloved to Allah. It is to return to Allah in a beautiful and humble manner. Allah says in the Holy Quran, in chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 222, surely Allah loves those who always turn to Him in repentance. Regardless of how much we have sinned, we should not lose hope in Allah's mercy. Let us seek as much forgiveness as we can from Allah. Allahu, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allah. Now, one branch of thinking well of Allah, that is when we sin. The Prophet said that one of the signs of excellence of one's worship is thinking well of Allah. This does not mean that we should not reflect on our state. A true believer is one who thinks well of Allah and therefore does good, whereas the disobedient one thinks bad of Allah and therefore does bad. If we think well of Allah, no matter how bad we are, we also have hope that we can be better, and thus we strive to do good deeds. If we think badly of Allah, we assume that He will never forgive us, nor can He make us better, so we continue to sin. However, we should not make a mockery of this concept and deliberately sin, thinking Allah will forgive us anyway. One of the key principles of repentance is regret. If we do not truly regret the sin and simply ask for forgiveness to have that sin erased, we are paying lip service. Remember, you will only get what you intend.
want Allah to increase His blessings upon you, His rahmah upon you in the world, and especially on the Day of Judgment, you know what to do. You simply need to increase your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, لَيُذْنِبُ الذَّنْبَ الْعَظِيمِ مِمَّا يَسْتَوْجُبُ بِهِ عُقُوبَتِي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. My believing servant will commit a major sin, and because of this major sin, he brings upon my punishment in the life and on the Day of Judgment. Wait a minute. Is there a contradiction here? Allah is saying my believing servant committing a major sin? How does that work? Isn't that a paradox? Don't we have a discrepancy here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us, His creation. He has created us and He knows us very well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, look, you're not infallible. I did not create you infallible. You could be my believing servant, but at the same time, you could commit a major sin. If you commit a major sin, it's not the end of the world. You could still be my servant. You could still be a believer. We all make mistakes. We're human beings. And Allah recognizes that we're human beings who are fallible, who are prone to committing sins. There are some people in their minds that if some human being in society, he committed a sin, that's it. This is the end of the world. This person is no longer loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person is not to be respected. This person has no faith. That's not the case, brothers and sisters. Allah says this believing servant can actually commit a sin, a big sin. لَيُذْنِبُ الذَّنْبَ الْعَظِيمِ. And because of this, he brings upon my wrath. I have to punish him because of this sin in the world and in the hereafter. Now, there are some people who develop a habit of sinning. That's different. Allah is speaking about His believing servant who occasionally commits a sin.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special under the title of Thinking Well of Allah. That's a nice topic, so inshallah we're going to continue to discuss about it. So be with us. We'll leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and let us present you a brief but bright gem of an advice from the Holy Prophet's 10th infallible heir, Imam Ali al-Naghi al-Hadi, peace be upon him. The life of this world is a market in which some people gain and others lose.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about speculating on Allah's judgment. What does that mean? That means that it's something that a lot of us do. Maybe we don't openly express what's in our heart, but sometimes it passes in our heart and goes through our heart, and we think about it, and we might even believe it. For example, we see a guy, we see a person, and he's very noble, he's very good, he's very pious, and we begin thinking, this person is definitely going to heaven. I know for sure. Right? Sometimes we might even express it, you know, in different ways. We might say that, well, if that guy doesn't go to heaven, nobody's going to go to heaven. None of us are. All of us are doomed. Or, you know, conversely, we might see somebody, you know, a bad person, and, you know, we might say that, oh, this guy, you know, he's done for. He's definitely going to go to hell. And, or we might not say it, but we might believe it in our heart, you know. But this is something wrong. Of course, with the reservation that if the Ayyamah alayhi wasalam or the Prophet himself says and tells us that a specific person in history right, was doomed, and he's definitely going to go to heaven. Or he's definitely going to go to hell. Or conversely, he was a good person. He's definitely going to go to heaven. That's a different story. But if, you know, we don't know that, you know, and nothing has been expressed by the infallibles regarding this, you know, we should avoid thinking such things or expressing such things and saying such things. In this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Woe to those who foretell about Allah's actions from among my community." What do these people do? These people do this. The Prophet explained, he said, "Those who proclaim that X will go to paradise, but Y will go to the fire, will go to hell, will enter hell." Right? This is wrong. We should avoid doing this. You know, sometimes we even do this with some of our, you know, great personalities, some great scholars, or some people we believe are saints, right? There's no way to tell whether, you know, a specific person is definitely going to go to heaven or not, or definitely, conversely, definitely going to go to hell or not, unless, as we said, an infallible tells us so. In a similar tradition, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "A man said one day, I swear by Allah that he will not forgive so and so. Allah the Exalted said, who is he to foretell about what I will do that I will not forgive this man? I indeed have forgiven him and annulled the work of the foretelling man because of his saying Allah will not forgive him." This is an interesting hadith. So this person's said that such and such a person will definitely go to hell. Allah will not forgive him. Allah, of course, Allah does not have spite with anybody. Allah does not, you know, have enmity with anybody. But he said, Allah said in response that because this person said this, I will forgive that person. And conversely, I will not forgive the man who was saying this about that other person. Right? This is how severe such an action is and why we should definitely avoid doing so. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at speculating on Allah's judgment regarding somebody from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network in the presence of some of the students of Sevier International Schools. Here we have Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, right?
Yes.
And Hussein Ruhullah, yeah?
Yes.
And Brother Ali Nasir. So I really welcome you all here in this session. Welcome. And salam, how are you? Good, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Everyone is fine. Yes. That's great. So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening to us, inshallah, in this session, again, we're going to hold a very important Quranic session for you. Inshallah, we'll be explaining, as previous sessions, we'll be explaining, inshallah, some of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Then we'll be working on the Tajweed rules. And we will be reciting and practicing, inshallah, these verses with Tajweed rules. Today, inshallah, we will be talking about Ayah 42 or 42nd in Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah, okay? Before we start, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, if you're ready, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah. Ready?
Yes.
Let's listen.
ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون.
So alhamdulillah, thanks to the reciter. God bless him, inshallah. I will recite this time. You listen and repeat. Then we'll go to through the explanation and tajweed rules. All right, Fawad? Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون.
ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So, Allah Almighty, okay, in the previous ayat, he was talking to the children of Israel and he was telling them that اذكروا نعمتي. Yeah, remember and remind my blessings that I have bestowed upon you, and then fulfill your promise, and then also believe وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ, believe in what I have sent down, okay? So, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا وَلَا تَكُونُوا. So these nice points, and then Allah Almighty also commands that وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Labs means cover, okay? Or for example, like cloth, you cover yourself by cloth. You wear clothes, okay? You cover, yes, yourself. So sometimes you might see that people, like they are telling really good points, nice points, okay? As if you believe them, okay? But after like a short time, you see, oh God, that wasn't the way he was saying. It was just the opposite, just the opposite. Okay? You know what happened? He just covered something, for example, like a wrong word, okay? A wrong statement. He covered it with the cloth or with a cover of a true or a right statement, okay? He said something wrong in a right way. And you believe, oh yeah, he's right. But actually, he was not right, okay? So, sometimes we think, okay, like our beliefs are correct, but we really need to compare it with the beliefs that Allah Almighty has commanded us to believe in, okay? Now Allah Almighty says that وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقِّ, and do not mix the truth with what? Falsehood, بِالْبَاطِلِ, okay? وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقِّ, and also this لا comes on تَكْتُمُ as well, okay? وَلَا تَكْتُمُ الْحَقِّ, and do not conceal the truth, okay? وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, while you know it is the truth, do not conceal it. Mm-hmm. Why Allah Almighty tells them not to do this? Not to mix truth with falsehood and not, for example, to conceal, to hide, or to cover the truth while you know? Allah Almighty talks to Bani Israel. So they were waiting, all of them were waiting for
Prophet.
Even they migrated from different places, okay? And they came to Saudi Arabia of today, okay? Arabian Peninsula, okay? And then when Prophet ﷺ was appointed as the prophet, they were waiting for the prophet, okay? They were teaching their people, okay, the scholars, okay? They were teaching that, well, prophet is going to be appointed. He's the last prophet. He's this, this, this. He's so generous. He's so kind. Ooh, blah, blah, blah. A lot of things they were talking about our prophets, okay? But when the prophet was appointed, they denied it. No, he's not the prophet. They thought that, oh, other prophets, most of the prophets were chosen from Bani Israel, for example, okay? So he is also going to be among, from us, okay? While he was not, yeah, a Hebrew or, for example, a Jewish prophet, okay? He was an Arab prophet.
Yeah?
Yeah? So
Yes. Then
they said, no, we do not accept it. Allah Almighty says, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, you know, don't, لَا تَكْتُمُوا الْحَقِّ, do not conceal, okay, do not cover the truth. Believe in it. آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنْزَلْتُ. While they didn't. So, it means that, for example, it was racism. Simple racism, yes? Racism. So they thought that the prophet is going to be from their race, but he was not, so they didn't accept it. So does it mean, like, we are not Arabs? Are we Arabs? No. Does that mean that we should not believe in the prophet?
No.
He was the prophet who was appointed amongst Arab. So it doesn't mean that we should not believe in him. We should believe in him. He was the prophet of Allah Almighty. Simple as that. All right?
Yes.
So.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So guys, let's go to Tajweed Rus. That's enough about the explanation. Make sure you refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more explanation. Okay. So, about when this ayah was sent down, about why this ayah was sent down, okay? And how? Inshallah, refer to Tafasir book. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ. La has two meanings, okay? It can have two meanings, okay?
So, no or never?
Yeah, kind of. So according to fiqh or jurisprudence, okay, terminology, la can indicate two meanings. Either it indicates a command, a negative command, or it means not to, don't. Like we say, don't. We use the word, the phrase, don't. Okay, or Sometimes it means it's better not to do. Like mustahab, we say, or haram things, or mustahab things, we say like this. So if it says la talbisu, don't do it, it means that's haram. Don't do it. Okay. Sometimes it means it is better not to do it, but usually it means don't. Okay. Don't do it. All right. So, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا, لَا has that meaning, okay? لَا تَلْبِسُوا. Make sure there is a long vowel, okay? تَلْبِسُوا. Then, الْحَقَّ.
وَبَّجَتْ قَلْقَلَة.
Yeah, قَلْقَلَة. It's a heavy قَلْقَلَة. Yes?
Yes.
قَلْقَلَة. وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ.
Yes.
حَقَّ. Yeah, you got it. Actually, it has a fatha also, okay? Much harder. Haqqa.
Yes.
Yeah, a heavy letter also.
Yes.
The hamzatul wasl on the word al-haqqa, make sure you skip it. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ.
So what is that thing before the hamzatul wasl?
There is an alif.
Yes.
With something.
With something
circle
on the top.
Yes. What is that?
Okay. Who can say that?
It is sukun.
Oh, yes, it's sukun on the top.
Sukun.
So why did they just put it?
Just put it because alif is sakin. It doesn't have any harakat.
So why did they write it?
Oh, it's just one of the reasons they put that alif. Actually, this verb, okay, this word is a plural verb. Talbisu, it means you all don't do it, not one person.
Yeah.
Okay? Wala talbis, talbisa, talbisu. Talbisu is a plural verb. And for plural verbs in Arabic, okay, we have an alif.
Yes.
Yes.
So usually not for all the plural verbs, okay? Usually, like for example, for commands, amr, and nahi, and for madi, fi'lul madi, okay, the past simple verbs, we have this alif. And that's the sign of plural verb. And also they put it for one of the reasons that we studied, it was actually like for beauty. And that might not be a good reason. Beauty, it means that they put this because of beauty, to beautify the word. Actually, that's not. Okay?
Yes.
Yes, there are some verbs, okay, that if you do not put this alif, while they are not plural verbs, if you do not put this alif, okay, they will be mixed.
Mm-hmm.
They will be confusing. So they put this alif to make sure this is a plural verb.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
One thing, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا, it has a long vowel, but Hamzatul Wasl. We said that if a long vowel is there and Hamzatul Wasl, you want to skip this Hamzatul Wasl, you have to skip also the long vowel. You do not say, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ. You should skip that long vowel, oo sound. Skip it, yeah? You have to change it to one sound. Wala, one count. Yeah? Wala. Say it, Ali Nasir, how do you say this?
Wala talbisul haqqa.
Ah, talbisul haqqa. Fast. Talbisul haqqa, not talbisul haqqa. Do not make it two counts. That's it. Bil baatili. Bil hamzatul wasl. Let's keep it, okay? Bil baatili.
Yes.
Heavy letters. Okay, like ta, qaf, kha, ra, sad, tad, yeah, va, ghain. When a letter has a kasra, okay, guys, when a letter has a kasra, it doesn't matter whether that letter is a heavy letter or a light letter, okay? You pronounce it with an e sound, lightly.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever, for example, the letter, a heavy letter has a fatha, you pronounce it heavily, kha, qa. But whenever it has a kasra, qi. Khi, bi, the same as li letters. Mm-hmm. There is no difference between them, okay? So, bil ba ti. You do not say ti. Bil ba ti. Not heavily. Bil ba ti. Bil ba ti li. Simple. Heavily, yeah. Not heavily. Lightly. Wa taktumu al haqqa. Taktumu. That la, which is in the beginning, la talbisu. That la comes here as well, okay? It's hidden. You do not see it, but I can see it. Can you see it? I can see it. Okay. وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ نُنْ سَاكِينَ plus ta. Rest of the letters. إِخْفَى. Like hide the sound. How do you hide the sound?
وَأَنْتُمْ
أَحْسَنْ وَأَنْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. So, that was all about this ayah. Simple and easy. So I hope, inshallah, you've learned a lot of things, a lot of tajweed rules, and also some short explanations. Make sure you refer to the Tafasir book for the more explanations, okay? And also practice the verses of Qur'an Kareem. Thank you so much. No questions?
No, sir.
Alhamdulillah, no. Okay. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools for these Qur'anic sessions. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك.
Previously, dear listeners, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. أَفَتُرَاكَ سُبْحَانَكَ يَا إِلَهِ وَبِحَمْدِكَ تَسْمَعُ فِيهَا صَوْتَ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ سُجْنَ فِيهَا بِمُخَالَفَتِهِ Can't you see yourself, glory be to you, my Allah, and yours is the praise, hearing within the fire the voice of a slave surrendered to you, imprisoned there because of his violations. وَذَاقَ طَعْمَ عَذَابِهَا بِمَعْصِيَتِهِ He is suffering the pangs of its torment because of his disobedience. وَحُبِسَ بَيْنَ أَطْبَاقِهَا بِجُرْمِهِ وَجَرِيرَتِهِ Confined within its levels because of his sins and crime. وَهُوَ يَلِجُّ إِلَيْكَ ضَجِيجَ مُؤَمِّلٍ لِرَحْمَتِكَ Yet he laments before you with the lamentation of the one hopeful for your mercy. وَيُنَادِيكَ بِلِسَانِ أَهْلِ تَوْحِيدِكَ He calls upon you with the tongue of those who profess your oneness. وَيَتَوَسَّلُ إِلَيْكَ بِرُبُوبِيَتِكَ He entreats you by your lordship. Now, about this part, we started a discussion over the importance of sins and how they deprive man of the sweetness of remembrance and how they act as an impediment to the acceptance of our supplications. As Imam Ali alayhi salam says, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ عَذَابِهَا بِمَعْصِيَتِهِ He has been suffering the pangs of its torment because of his disobedience. This is what disobedience does. This is what sin does, because confined within its levels is because of his sins. يَلِجُّ إِلَيْكَ لَجِيجَ مُؤَمِّلٍ لِرَحْمَتِكَ But at the same time, this man, who is confined within the levels of hellfire, is lamenting, and he is hopeful. So the fact is that the man is being tortured there because of his violations, because of his sins. Now, why do the sins lead the man to such a place? As we explained in the previous episodes, it could be that the sins invert the heart. The heart becomes upside down. It loses its all operative features. Because when the sin is continued to remain in the heart, it overpowers the heart. And this is what happens when the heart dies, when the heart is inverted. It is deprived of the sweetness of the remembering of the Almighty Allah as well. According to a narration, Allah revealed to Prophet Dawood that the least I do to a person who does not practice his knowledge out of 70 kinds of spiritual punishments is that I remove from his heart the sweetness of my remembrance.
My Lord, glory and praise be to you. Would you disregard the voice of a Muslim slave, imprisoned in hell for his disobedience and imprisoned within its pits for his evil doings and misdeeds, crying out to you the cries of one who has faith in your mercy, and calling out to you in the language of those who believe in your unity, and seeking to approach you by means of your epithet.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
This commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, has different words and phrases about how we should guard ourselves against committing sins. Once a man came to Imam Ali alayhi salam and complained, "O commander of the faithful, I have been deprived of prayer at night." He said that I'm not able to perform Salat al-Layl anymore. Imam alayhi salam replied, "You are a person whose sins have binded him." This is important. Sometimes we're not aware of the interactions, of the relations in the world. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when a person commits a sin, he is deprived of the night prayer, Salat al-Layl. Indeed, the effect of a bad deed on the one who commits it is faster than the effect of knife on meat. And as we said, this is really important, because sometimes we're not aware of why our supplications are not accepted, why they are not listened to as we think and we imagine. We're not aware of the fact that there are some etiquettes, there are some requisites for supplication. And if we are aware of these key factors, we will know the ways of our salvation and our destruction. Sometimes we ask from Almighty Allah something in which there is our own perdition, but we think that our salvation lies in it. Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic, says, وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Man prays for ill as avidly as he prays for good, and man is over hasty. Now, this is really important, because sometimes the sin withholds our prayers and we are not aware of it. But the fact is, in all these situations, we have to stay hopeful. This is what we're supposed to do, even if we are in the midst of the fire of hell, as Imam Ali as-Salam says. يَلِجُّ إِلَيْكَ ضَجِيجَ مُؤَمِّلٍ لِرَحْمَتِكَ. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Close to you throughout my life, yeah.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all around the world You are listening my voice from Youth Station And this is IRIB English Radio We are here to talk about something really interesting
Inshallah
And here with me, I have a dear co-host
Assalamu alaikum
Mahdi
Thank you for remembering me
Yeah, you're welcome
okay.
Assalamu alaikum My dear brother. So it's somehow the same old story of every time here, but I think it's still interesting to talk about the nature and nurture and the paradoxical content between these two.
I think you've got a medical background, so you're like just, you know, throwing out those words, you know, like, come on, man, speak English.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was that much annoying.
You just mentioned a few words and I'm confused. So could you like, tell me more about the definition
okay, got
or whatever
it.
That you
said.
You
know what? Who you are is determined by many factors in this world.
Okay.
But two main factors
who
are...
Who I am is determined by many factors in the
exactly.
world.
Exactly. But two... Okay. The two most important factors are gene and the situation and environment you are growing in.
Okay. Okay.
And today...
In terms of what, my career...
Not only your career, but mostly your career, because somehow your career is your life. You know, your career is the way you live and the way you act, the way you think about professional things. And
okay.
I think career is something really important in life.
Yeah, it is an important part of your life, yeah, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
just,
you're saying that what you inherit in your blood, like your
yeah,
genes...
Yeah, something like that.
...is something that determines your... future in terms of course
no
future,
no
but like
I do not agree myself with that point of view I think there is a combination of these two that will make you what you are but
what
you know I mean there is a balanced combination of gene and situation
okay.
that will determine what
you
are
in?
And who you are
what, okay yeah
but I want to just know your mindset about this topic which one is more important
more important as far as we've seen we've seen certain people who are physically fit, who are mentally fit, smart, were prodigies
mm-hmm.
in their times, and their children, right? The parents, both of them, father and mother.
Are normal.
Were prodigies,
oh.
right?